This is Contractor Sense with Ruth King.
Welcome to Contractor Sense. Here you discover ideas, tactics, news, and information that matters to your contracting business and you. I'm your host, Ruth King. This episode is sponsored by HVAC Trustbooks. Go to HVACTrustbooks.com to discover how this tool can help you close more sales. Thank you for joining us. Here is how we will help your business and you today. How do you train millennials? Let's face it. I mean, most of the training that's available today is the same way I was trained 30 years ago. Today, kids are used to video games, maybe obsessed with them. What if we could train them the same way they are used to playing their games? Well, now you can. My guest today, Craig Carter, who is head of business development for Interplay Learning, tells you how. Craig, welcome to Contractor Sense.
Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. It was funny, and I'm going to give a little bit of background here. I was referred to Craig's company by a colleague of mine, and I had no idea, you know, who you guys were. And it's like, all right, how do you train millennials? I think you have the answer to training millennials, don't you?
Well, we certainly do believe we've got that. At the core of, you know, what we do, we have an online on-demand training platform to help support growing, building new employees for contractors. But truly at the essence of our company, it's sim-based learning. And to think of what sims are video games for, you know, to help you improve your skills, whether it's in HVAC and solar currently and upcoming and plumbing and electrical. So, you know, it's that ability to engage the learner, but provide them that hands-on like experience via video game like atmosphere that I think kind of hits your nail on the head of training a millennial.
Right. I mean, when I went to school, we got trained in a classroom environment. We went into a lab and we did things in the labs, and It just doesn't happen that way anymore.
Oh yeah. And that's like where I always push that. I believe on the job training is amazing. I believe that, you know, hey, companies that can get some hands-on equipment to train on, you know, whether it's, you know, in a school lab or whether it's the lab at the location of the contractor's facility, but it's just not, it's not scalable. And it, you can't even think that, you know, hey, if you've got four or five people learning, you can't expect to have equipment for all of them to learn on. And one of the biggest that I hear kind of things that people say is, gosh, if you teach me hands-on, I'll learn it. And that's what I think so many people now almost believe hands-on is the only way, but it's almost impossible to truly hands-on teach every single possible issue that you're going to run into out in the field. And not saying we can simulate every issue, but to build those foundational elements in a fast, kind of productive, efficient timeframe, that is where simulations and our engaging video game-like approach do provide almost any contractor, not just the big ones, but, you know, everyone from big to small, the ability to do this.
Right. I mean, if you think about it, most pilots do simulations. They learn in simulations. You know, they have a problem if they practice it thousands and thousands and thousands of times in the simulator. So if it ever happens, it's like instinctual.
Yep. And, you know, we did not just say, hey, last year, let's start making HVAC sims. Like, this is not our first rodeo. We're not some guy saying, oh man, we used to be making shoot 'em up games, and boy, I think HVAC could be our next element. Like, we've been building sim-based training for years, whether that's how do you, you know, teach somebody to be an energy efficiency tester. We've been in the education space for HVAC for quite a while, but it's, you know, that's the essence of kind of what we're doing and where we think that there's a, you know, just a, the ability to change the way people train.
Right. And the way I look at it, I mean, let's talk through it, because some of it is virtual reality type things too, correct?
It is, though, and this is where I'm definitely my first podcast. So, you know, but I feel like in podcasts, you can begin to really kind of tell what you believe. Like, we very much, every single thing that we do now is live in a VR headset. But us as a company, we have to kind of walk this line. Like, we don't want people to come to our website and only think, I have to have a VR headset. And if I don't have it, you know, I can't do this training. But do, you know, every single thing that we do in our special sauce allows our video game like stuff that can be used via mouse, via desktop, also then can be done in a fully immersive VR headset. And that's where we believe, you know, the future of training really can exist. You give us 10 by 10 feet of space and we can put you into an environment like you've never seen before. And that kind of hits on what you talked about with, you know, the pilots and, you know, where they train and what really is a virtual reality simulator with the plane moving and, you know, in a, you know.
Unfortunately, they don't quote unquote simulate the easy takeoffs and the easy landings. They simulate all the stuff that could happen.
They simulate all the stuff that can happen. But also I would believe, like, from the very beginning stages, I'm sure that they're in the simulator. If you're first time flying a 747 and just taking off from that versus the little Cessna, you know, I can assure you they're probably doing some of the basics too. Yeah. So, you know, let alone they're certainly not going to put 300 passengers for somebody's first takeoff and landing of a 747. And clearly, you know, sim-based training has been done with people with lives on the line for years, whether that's military, doctors, aviation. And in some ways you're going to say that, hey, thousands of lives are not on the line every day when it comes to HVAC or, you know, electrical, but there's certainly a safety component there to think about, hey, how do you teach a guy using tools and things like that that they're not used to? How do you get them that experience to do things right and safe from the very beginning? Like, that's where the VR element, we're really kicking into gear our safety element, because of the fact that, hey, it's now so real life. Like, you've got to make it mimic real life, and safety is a critical component there.
Yeah, there was a guy who shall remain nameless, and the company shall remain nameless, and the place shall remain nameless. But he didn't wear safety glasses, and he was doing a PM on an oil furnace and it blew back at him and basically hit him in the eyes. And guess what happened?
Yep.
No safety glasses and stupidity. Yep. And I will leave it at that.
Yep. Yep.
So, I mean, those are the types of things that we obviously do not want to have happen, but it's much better to see what a blowback looks like in a simulator than actually experience it live for the first time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we're in a situation that you can do it by a mouse. And you said, you know, if you have a 10 by 10 room, you can put on a full headset and actually do it that way too, correct?
That's correct. That would be the fully immersive area. And in 2019 also, you know, all of our video-based training, something that we haven't touched on yet is the fact that we do have video-based kind of core fundamental training, but certainly getting more advanced. You know, nothing revolutionary or different in the world of online training, except for the fact we actually think the video-based stuff is really good.
That's cool.
But, you know, that right now is all live on mobile, but then also very soon our sims will be able to be used via a phone, which is the first time our stuff's ever been able to be done on that, but then also a tablet, which, you know, one of the core areas where we think training the millennial is so important is you got to try to put it where they are. You know, training can occur in so many different areas. You know, hey, if you have somebody doing ride-alongs, but whether you get stuck in traffic or, you know, hey, your job site, now you got a 1 hour delay, you know, is that the time where you can pull out your phone and watch a video-based course, or let alone do some sim-based training? If you are at the office and you have a VR training simulator or just a laptop to do some of the sims, like, clearly there's going to be a level of capabilities you can do there, but you know, you don't walk around all day long with access to VR training, you know, like, so okay, it's wherever absolutely. You are, how do you capitalize on your most effective training approach? And let alone, hey, if you're at home on the weekends, and all companies do it differently. You know, some companies would be excited as can be, you know, to have a guy training at home and wants to spend 2 hours on a Sunday working. You know, other companies get a little more, oh, I want them to do it on site. But, you know, with our technology, they have the ability to do it where they are and where the company would want them to do it.
Right. Okay. When we get back from break, we're going to talk about this some more, but also what somebody can, what a contractor could expect when he actually, you know, signs up his guys to go through this type of training. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening to Contractor Sense. I've seen my client salespeople struggle when a customer asks why they should use your company rather than the competition when your price is higher and you both are proposing the same equipment. I've seen technicians struggle when customers ask them whether they should replace an 18-year-old air conditioner. And most salespeople and technicians never ask the one question that most customers are concerned about, yet never ask. Can I trust you? I found a tool that gives your salespeople and technicians the ammunition to answer this question and more. And the tool works. How do I know? 68% of my clients are using it to increase sales and referrals. What is it? A trust book with your name on it as the author. More details are at hvactrustbooks.com. Warning, there is only one contractor per area that can get these great books. Some areas are already taken. They've gone to my clients. If you want your area and want to have a tool for your salespeople and technicians to increase referrals and sales, then go to hvactrustbooks.com now and reserve your area.
Don't let this happen to you. Here's a transcript of an email sent to Ruth King. Dear Ruth, I wish I had this book 2 years ago. I discovered my bookkeeper had embezzled over $200,000 from the company. I used to be debt-free. Now I have a mortgage and payments on other debt I incurred to relieve the cash flow crunch caused by the embezzlement. Don't let this sad situation be your story too. An epidemic of workplace thievery and embezzlement harms today's business world, our economy, and ultimately your income and net worth. Discover the top 50 ways employees and vendors steal from you in Ruth King's new book, The Ugly Truth About Cash. Ruth also gives you the procedures to implement to help prevent embezzlement and keep the honest people honest. Find The Ugly Truth About Cash on Amazon or go to www.thecouragetobeprofitable.com to order an autographed copy of Ruth's book. Get the information you need to protect your hard-earned cash and assets. That's thecouragetobeprofitable.com.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening to Contractor Sense. I'm here with Craig Carter, who is the head of business development for Interplay Learning out of Austin, Texas. And Craig, before we get going, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, how do they do it?
Well, probably the easiest way is you can go to our website, interplaylearning.com. And you know, there's either going to be a contact form, or sign up for a demo, should be a phone number on the website. Give us a call that way. You can also email me at ccarter@interplaylearning.com. You know, hey, I take information any way I can get it. So
virtual reality.
go to our website and reach out, and clearly always reference, hey, I heard about you on Ruth's podcast. So always want to make sure we know where you came from.
Sounds great. All right. So let's assume that, okay, I'm going to raise my hand and say, hey, Craig, I want to do this. So let's talk about the type of classes and the courses you have and how somebody would get started. How do you recommend somebody get started doing this?
Okay, well, two questions, and I'm probably going to start with a third.
Okay.
Which is, you know, me actually asking you, well, hey, well, why are you looking to improve your, what I'm going to call a training program? Because when I'm talking to you and you're asking me those questions, unfortunately, guys don't reach out saying, hey, I have to have this right now and give me 10 seats to your training. Usually it's, you know, they're wanting to learn a little bit more. And I'm assuming when you ask that question, you're a company owner who says, hey, I need access to some training for my team.
Correct.
And that's usually where that talks, you know, where that begins. And, you know, one element that I talk about, and honestly, I just got off a call with a guy saying, hey, I'm starting to put in a level 1, level 2, level 3 tech program. You know, I've got some training, but I really need to fortify it more. And that's where a lot of those conversations are happening. I'll say that it happens with a guy saying, hey, I hire for attitude, but I train the aptitude. I hear that a lot. And mm-hmm. So that's where usually that kind of first conversation, that first question goes.
Okay.
But then now to dive into your then questions, hopefully, you know, hey, I then show them what's going on and how do you get started? You know, that's where we have what we call an online on-demand training program. We didn't invent this. It's been used for what we call desk workers for a while. Like, you get access to all of our training. And in this case, we're talking mostly HVAC at this point. Plumbing and electrical is coming on the line. And, you know, you end up purchasing a certain number of seats for the year.
Okay, explain a seat.
Okay, a seat. Good question. And so, you know, imagine if you're a 10-person firm and you have 5 or 6 people at your firm that you say, hey, I really think that we can advance their skills. We can make them more productive in the field. We're bringing on 2 people at the beginning of spring, but I've got 4 guys that I think are green or could really, you know, we could still improve their knowledge base. So that person is accessing, going to purchase 6 seats. So it's an annual license for the year for each one of those learners.
Okay. And so what happens, let's assume that one of them just basically doesn't get it, doesn't have the right attitude. I've paid for his seat. Can I replace him with another person that I'm hiring?
Yep, absolutely. And so that's where we tried to build that replacement into our, you know, our approach and our mentality. Because to be honest, we know that contractors need to start building more of a farm team, if you will. I just talked to a guy who had 3 level 3s, two level twos and one level one. And as I was, then I was like, okay, that's a reverse pyramid. And most likely, you know, we've got to reverse that so that there's a few more level ones that you're vetting. And then you've got a few more level twos. And then clearly, hopefully as many level threes as you can possibly fit in your company.
Okay.
But the ability to have confidence that, hey, we can bring in more level one guys, give them access to training. And we know that it's, hey, if you don't do one course in the simulator, but you're the world's best level one tech you ever seen, you're probably not going to fire that guy. But if, you know, hey, he's not doing his stuff in the field, he's not doing his work in the simulator, he's not a good fit, you know, we want that to kind of be part of that whole holistic solution of how you're starting to vet your team members as you're looking to hopefully grow your company. And so that is where, hey, you end up replacing somebody, some guy doesn't show up on a Tuesday, to get back to that question, you just replace him with a new guy you bring on. And then they have access for that year.
Got it. Okay. How do you define level one, level two, and level three?
Okay. I'm going to say that when I said that, those were his words in that case.
Okay.
And that's where what we're always trying to do, we know, and as we grow and develop, we're going to have, or we have what are called tracks that help kind of curate our courses that are probably in line with many of what companies have is what they would call a level one, a level two, level three. But I also know that every company ends up being different, and every company has their own, you know, their own way that they've built this in over time. And, you know, I know that they've got their systems, and not every company is the same, but they're probably pretty similar. And then that's where we like to work with each, you know, manager, owner, and then I'm saying, hey, you know, these are the courses that look like would fit in your level one. These are the courses that work in your level two. And then hopefully as our stuff advances, we bring on more light commercial training, chillers, rooftop units. You now actually have a whole curriculum for your level three guys, let alone plus our Nate, our courses are all good for Nate CEUs as well. So, you know, how do we provide you a whole access to training? So in the end, you end up thinking it's beneficial for every single person in your company.
Right. All right. So what can you expect for a guy? Let's assume he starts on January 1 of 2019, and he's a quote unquote level one type of guy. Mm-hmm. How much progress have you seen them make within a year? Do they actually graduate to a level two? Do they still stay at a level one? Would they make it to a level three per se? Where do they go?
Well, it's a great question. And, you know, there's always so many caveats to it, but 100% that, you know, our goal is to, how do we get a guy from that level one to a level two as fast as possible? How do we improve the productivity of that person? And hopefully, you know, whether that's an installer who's now maybe looking to transition to become a technician, you know, there's so many different ways kind of companies do it, but our goal is to, how do we shorten that time? So we do believe that, you know, by incorporating, let's say, what companies currently do, whether that's on the job training mixed in with simulation based training, you have the ability to reduce that time to productivity. And then to kind of get at your core business, let's say to make them, I'm not sure if you use the term revenue generators, but
right.
You know, hey, how do you make, how do you make that guy billable as fast as possible? Right. And that's where, to be honest, why I'm glad I'm on the show, because I feel we're working the same element here. And, yeah. And there's a lot of synergies, to use that cliche word, and into what we're trying to do. Because in the end, these are all human-based businesses. And, you know, if you can get more level one guys doing good work in the field faster, that's only going to help your, probably both your bottom line, but your top line as well.
Right. Well, you know, you and I have both talked about this, is if we look at it as how much, you know, for every billable hour, how much drops to the bottom line. And if we can get more billable hours, guess what? More drops to the bottom line.
Yep. And
that's it.
There's always one thing I know that we always look to advance on our side. And this is where you've got, you know, your knowledge, companies end up rating kind of productivity of techs and things like that. So to get to your question, hey, how do you, you know, we're always wanting to shoot and provide even more data to be like, hey, we've got the ability to make guys more productive. And that's where I'll always be interested to hear some of your insight, either on this call or further on down the line, to say, you know, hey, how companies kind of rate the productivity of a tech. We believe we've got the ability to track that. And that's certainly some of our aspirational goals of a company.
Sounds good.
With how our training helps with that.
Sure. Absolutely. All right. Give us the website one more time.
Okay, interplaylearning.com. That's interplay learning.com.
Very good. Craig, thanks so much for being on Contractor Sense today.
Well, thank you very much. Really do appreciate the invite.
My pleasure. And thank you for joining us. Choose one thing that you discovered and implement it in your business. These ideas, tactics, and strategies help you make more money, have more free time, and give back. If you like today's program, spread the word. Please review this podcast on any device you're listening to it on. Help a fellow contractor make more money too. For comments or questions, call me at 770-729-0258 or email ruthking@hvacchannel.tv. Thanks for listening. Have a great and profitable day.